coffee isn't coffee when you add ice?
No, I'm saying coffee is more delicious when you put it on ice and add French vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Sweet chilled McCafe iced coffee from McDonald's in flavors like French vanilla, caramel, and hazelnut. For a limited time, get a medium for $1.99. Another reason to love McCafe. Prices and participation may vary.
The 39th Annual Canal runs right around the corner. For the safety of the participants and volunteers, we are asking the community to help us out. Please try to limit vehicle traffic on M203 on July 19th between 7:30 and 11 a.m. Quincy Street will be closed from 8 to 11 a.m. with alternative routes in place. We thank you for your cooperation.
Summer's short enough. Don't waste precious summer fun time taking hours to wash and wax your car. Take it to Pat's Wash in Hancock or the Wilderness Car Washes Calumet, Houghton, and Lawrence. Your car will be as clean as it can be. Pat's Wash in Hancock and Wilderness Car Washes Calumet, Houghton, and Lawrence.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and two full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
To all that adopted, volunteered, donated, to all the groups, organizations, and businesses, to everyone that has championed the cause of the Copper Country Humane Society, we invite you to celebrate our 10th anniversary Saturday, July 19th from 11 to 4. This is our chance to say thank you for 10 great years. We have free hot dogs and soda. The prize wheel will be there, along with some really cool items to bid on during the live auction. We'd love to see you there on Saturday, July 19th for the 10th annual Copper Country Humane Society Summer Bash.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show, a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93. And we are very happy to have, for the first time here on Mix 93, newly named assistant coach Joe Sean with us. Joe, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you guys?
We're doing well, and congratulations on the new position. And I would imagine you're pretty excited, as are we.
Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. I've had got over there a couple of times, and got to meet everybody and got settled in a little bit, so I'm looking forward to getting going.
So where are you right now as far as the moving process, or how is that all working for you this summer?
Everything's good. We kind of settled in. I'll be spending a few days over there, a week over there as needed, and then gradually start building up so that we can, you know, be ready to go. Talking to some players, meeting some players, talking to Billy and getting acclimated. So just kind of trying to ease into it and get comfortable and see where I can best fit in.
Good morning, Joe. It's Mel here. How are you?
Good morning, Mel.
I heard you had a visitor last night from...
I did have a visitor. We're making some breakfast right now as we go.
Well, I told you, we sent Coach McCult over there just to do a little spying on you. So
a little recon.
But, well, why don't you just give our listeners a little bit of feel, Joe, of how you handle your goaltenders and, your coaching method and coaching style?
Well, I'll tell you, with the goalies, I kind of take it down to three basic areas, even when I like recruiting goaltenders. I guess maybe four, but three basic tactical areas are their ability to, their shot prep, their ability to set up for shots. So we'll do a lot of work on that, and that's just muscle memory type stuff, so that we're working on their ability to get themselves in the best initial position to make a save. And then second part of it is just the ability to stop a puck. We'll do, you know, we'd like to do work on that. Once you get in the position, you have to be able to stop a puck. I've worked with a number of guys who are really good technically, and for some reason pucks go through them. We've all seen those guys. So a guy's got to be able to stop the puck as well. So that's the second area that I like to work on. And when I'm recruiting, I watch for. And then the last area will be the recovery. And that kind of sets up the next shot, the shot prep for the next shot. So those three areas are the areas that we'll work on in practice and in video review, things like that. And those are the areas that I look for when I recruit. And then the last intangible that I always like to see in a goalie is I like to see a guy that steals a game at some point, like when, and not just wins a big game, but actually has the ability to steal a hockey game, to put, you know, puck looks like a beach ball for him, and he goes. So when you see that, and you see a goalie do that once, I remember the first time I saw Ryan Miller do that. He was just a young kid. He was an undersized goaltender actually at the time. Now he's a big guy, but he was actually about 5'6", 110 pounds when I saw him do it in midgets. but he absolutely stole a game. So you knew there was something special about him. You want to see that intangible, because if they can do it once, like I said, they can do it again. So from that point on, you know they've got the ability. You try to make it happen on a consistent basis and help them make it happen on a consistent basis, and then work on the technical areas so that they can do that.
Do you find that you have to see a goaltender more than a regular skater before you know he's the right one, or less?
You know what? I can fall in love with a guy and know that he's a guy that I would like to work with right off the bat. I'll tell you, the guy that Northern Michigan has right now, Matias Dolson, the first time I saw him, I knew that I liked him. I knew that I wanted him if it was possible to get him to work with. So I can see that. I can see if there's someone I like to work with right off the bat. You can just tell there's just something, you know, innate about them.
And what about the goaltenders we have, Coach? What do you know about them so far? Have you had a chance, but other than playing against us and Phillips and Winches and of course Carroll coming in?
Well, I think the two that I probably know best, and actually the third goaltender, the freshman coming in, is probably the one I know best, because I had an interest in Devin Carroll as a recruit. I think he's a talented goaltender. He's got nothing but better. He stood out this year in the BC League. I think he's going to be an excellent goaltender. He's the one I'm most familiar with. Then Jamie Phillips would be the second most, and I've reached out to Brian Renfrew, who's with Winnipeg, who I believe drafted him, and I'm getting some familiarity with him. But I don't know the guys, their mental makeup and things that well right now. Again, I made phone calls and reached out to try to start the relationship and get to know them a little bit. But what we're going to start doing immediately is getting some videos so we can watch their watch all the scoring attempts on them, watch all the goals that they've let in last year, outside obviously of Devin and Matt, but mostly on Jamie on that, just to get a feel for some areas that might be able to help or strengths, weaknesses, and things like that, and so we can start talking and building a relationship and getting going on it. So I don't know a ton about them right now, and like I said, the one I know probably the best is probably Devin, just because I was interested in him as a goaltender. It was pretty evident that he wanted to go to Michigan Tech early on, and Tech did a great job of closing that on him. And you know, he might be a bit of a steal.
Joe Sean is with us, the new assistant coach for the Michigan Tech hockey team. And I asked this to Coach Pearson just a little bit ago. He said that you should answer this, so I'll ask you. Joe, what was, I guess, the biggest reason for moving from Northern Michigan as an assistant coach to arch rival Michigan Tech?
You know, sometimes the time is right. I think I probably had the best feel talking with my wife, talking with everybody involved, actually. The position at Northern, it great school, great everything, but it just wasn't set up as a you know, permanent career position. It wasn't funded that way. It wasn't intended to be that way. And if anything, you know, you have Walt there and you have John, which is Walt's brother, and there's a dynamic, there's a probably, the way I looked at it, a freshness that they needed, probably a freshness that was good for me, you know, for perspective-wise and things like that. The offer was just really good, and I think the timing was right. They just named Robbie Leighton as the assistant. He was sitting there and ready to go and ready to come in. He'd been there 4 years. I think the recruiting pattern was pretty set at Northern Michigan. I wasn't leaving them. I think right now that team is as strong as it's been since maybe my first or second year there. We waited a long time to get the recruiting class. We got it last year. We waited 2 years for six guys that could have come in the year before and all had NCAA issues and got through them last year. So they have depth and skill at all the positions, young and goal and strong, good on defense and young, and really limited recruiting that they need to do. So I wasn't leaving them in a bind, which would have been, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to do that. I left them, I think, in a position of strength. And it was probably just the right time to do that for everybody involved. So it just felt right. It just felt like the right thing to do. I'm comfortable with the staff. The opportunity came along. I really like Mel. I've known him a long time, respect him a long time. I know that I can improve under him. I know Bill. I got to know him through Mel the last probably 3 years. Even I obviously knew him as a player when he played and things, but got to know him as a person, like him. So I'm just real comfortable with the whole interchange. I'm familiar with whole.